Welcome to the Foul Monkeys Radio Program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
You didn't say it that time.
Sorry.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is episode 173.
It is.
And yeah, so I want to start out by saying that I went to go see the popular, the extravagance called Kevin B. in his play, Die Mommy Die. And it was wonderful. He was so awesome. He's spectacular.
I just found a poem my sister wrote for me.
Let me see. You want to read it? Let me see. Can I read it?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. We'll talk about
it here
in a
second. While we were in line for The Dark Knight, she was bored, so she was writing me poems. Can you read it?
We'll get back to you in a second, Kevin. We have a breaking news moment. Nicole, you smell like a butthole. Your eyes are so black, dark and deep, like a butt crack.
That gave me the silent laughter.
That's awesome.
Poetry runs in the family.
I could tell. Two different ways, though. So, yes, I went to go see Kevin B. in his play, Die Mommy Die. Kevin is... Wrong mommy.
Oh, my bad.
Kevin's from the QCast Connection, and he was in the play Die Mommy Die, like I said, the last 14 times. Me and my friend Lou went to go see it, and you can see a picture of Lou and I at the play, actually on the blog, from my 365 days of me, Ricky.
Or is that Cher?
Ricky Cher.
Merbs. Merbs.
Kevin was so good in this play. He had like 7 or 8. I can't remember how many changes he had in costumes, but each one he came out in, it was just better. And every time he came out of it, people like they clapped and laughed because it was just wonderful. He was so John Crawford-ish. Is that
no wire hangers?
That's John Crawford.
What, this picture?
Yeah.
No, my sister drew it the other night while we were bored. That's Herman.
And so we saw the play, and it was excellent. And then we went down to Savoy, and we had a few drinks, and Kevin was there. And Kevin's chatty. I like that about him.
Chatty Kathy.
He likes to talk. And he's fun, though. So he made it fun.
And he's fun, though. He likes to talk, but he's also fun. And
I had some rum and cokes, and then I had to leave because I had to get up at the butt crack of dawn at 7 o'clock in the morning to go take a test in St. Petersburg. So I got home around 2.
Ow.
And you all right over there, girl?
Yeah, I bashed my elbow.
Bash this.
No!
So then I got up at 7, went to go take my test, which you can see what I looked like at my test if you go to the blog. And
ugly.
Where I... where I failed. I got a nice big 58 on the final exam.
I'm sorry.
I didn't study, which I think that's better than what it could have been. But I passed the class with an 83, so that's awesome.
Yay!
And then after I went there, I went to go meet up with Taylor the Latte Boy and his boyfriend Babalu.
Babalu!
They're so cute together.
Babalu! You know you watched I Love Lucy and Ricky, but that's how he played his bongos. He said, Babalu! Babalu!
I like the imaginary bongo drums that you have there.
That's
you
my air drums.
You should just hit your titties.
Ow. They don't sound like bongos, though. They're too fleshy.
I bet Busty Hearts does.
Oh, my God. Hers probably sound like you're hitting a mountainside. Granite rocks.
So I hung out with Taylor and Babalu. We hung out at the his house. And then we went to go out to eat at this Cuban restaurant, which was the shizzle.
Duh, Babalu, get it? Cuban restaurant?
Yeah.
Ricky was Cuban.
Wow.
It all as a full circle.
Full circle.
Circle of life. Okay, Disney on this one and on the last one. What gifts?
What other Disney song can we sing? Okay.
I just thought of the one from Mulan.
Do I need to edit that space out?
I thought of the one from Mulan.
What about the blue corn moon? Is that it?
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
The wand.
No.
No?
Sir.
Oh, okay.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. That's from my favorite Disney movie, Mulan. I love that one.
You're so into that song.
I love it. I have it on a CD.
So, I have Alice in Wonderland on CD.
Whatever.
The songs. She's never seen Alice in Wonderland.
Nope.
But, so we went to go eat, and then we went to Taylor's house.
Tell them what Taylor said about me.
Taylor said Nicole was awesome cool.
Yay! Taylor, you're my man. Listen to me.
Taylor said Nicole.
Be amazed as I'm stroking the microphone, thinking it's
Taylor
you.
Said Nicole was funny.
Yes! Yeah. Taylor! I'm yours.
As she's literally stroking the microphone stand.
It likes it. It told me so.
And then he just...
If I dressed like a boy, would he like me? If I was stroking this? But if I was
dressed
like a boy?
What do you mean if you dress like a boy? You look like one.
If I taped my boobs down and wore
That's not possible. There's not tape strong enough for those bad boys.
If I put my hair like up in a hat and taped my boobs down and wore like a suit or something, what do you think?
Can you hear that? Take your arm off the thing. Thank you.
Would he think I was a boy and allow this?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
And neither would his boyfriend, Babalu.
Well, I do them both. I got two hands. Double hobo jerk down.
I think titties would be like this.
It's a hobo jerk down. A dry hobo jerk down. What are your stepfathers teaching you? Dave Attell, watch him and laugh.
So we went back to Taylor's house, and then he showed me a few things on iMovie because I have a video that I'm going to be working on.
Whenever you finally do, that's like 8 years old. As old as the oldest piece of crap you've ever had.
That's petrified.
Yes.
You can see it in the petrified forest along tree 3. Tree 3. 1.
Turn left at the creek. That's petrified as well.
I saw the sequoias when they were babies.
The redwood forest. You took a whiz and they all grew.
That's right, bitch.
Not because your pee's potent, but because it's old.
Ew. Kind of guilty. All right, so what we got? You want to do poems first, or want to do telephone call?
Calls, and then we'll go to the poems.
Calls, okay.
Or call, singular, whatever.
Oh, Lauren responded to your Riverdance posting.
Michael Flatley, also known as Feet of Flame.
Which I could totally do that if I lost, like, 220 pounds.
Then you'd weigh what, 630?
That was good. I like that.
I'm good.
I should have to say, also say that Taylor and I, we made it a PNS explosion day. So all we did was quote PNS explosion. Too soon.
I don't know what that is.
I'm in here. Well, then you should listen to other podcasts, biatch.
I like ours the best, though. I'm biased.
But you only listen to the shows you are
No,
on.
I listen to others. But I'm on most of them, so it's hard
no,
not.
There's like 160 like that you are not on.
Current ones.
So Lauren says, okay, guilty, embarrassing. Okay, wait, I got to read this right.
God, okay, you suck okay, at reading guilty, things.
Parentheses. Embarrassing, ? Pleasure. I like it. They came to Purdue when I was a student there, and I dragged my boyfriend to it, and he admitted he liked it when the show was over. It was really cool. How the hell do they move their feet so much and keep their bodies straight?
They're, I'm telling you, they're all drugged up on something.
Word of wisdom, Lauren, if your boyfriend liked it, he's liking cock right now, probably.
No. Lots of people go to that don't necessarily joking. Like the same sex.
Well, whatever.
Purdue, that's a good school. Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Okay, Samantha.
I'm a dude.
I've got a Shanghai surprise.
I'm a private dick.
I'm so going to do a whole show in the Samantha voice. You watch. Not this one.
Wait.
But another
you
one.
You listen. Not you watch, because they're not watching us.
No, I'm telling you to watch. Oh. As, like, prepare yourself.
I don't want to.
Prepare yourself for the future, and it is me.
All right, phone call. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ricky and Nicole. It's Franco.
Hi, cutie.
Yeah, I was listening to your podcast. And I kind of, like, flipped out. I was like, yo, what the fuck? And, yeah, so I do have a question. Nicole, how big is your penis? I heard it's 12 inches and very thick. But
you're you know, right.
That's word on the street. But, yeah, and then I thought that your phone number was 206-888-FOWL, and I called that. You guys need to call it because it is, like, so fucking weird. Like, honestly, like, it's about this guy talking about his imaginary friends. Like, what is that? I don't know.
What? Yes.
Okay, well,
we're totally calling
that. I back from a boring-ass carnival. And, yeah. I just thought I'd call. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, first of all, does he sound so cute or what?
He is cute.
And I did not, I was not aware of this, but I think he's been on my MySpace page, like, as a friend for, like, a while now.
Ricky, you slack and suck.
Good.
But I have a question. Why did he flip out? Because we were talking about how cute he was and stuff?
Well,
or just
I think
because...
so, because we mentioned him, because, you know, we're famous. And
oh,
he's
right.
Not.
Exactly. And to answer your question, yes, my penis is 12 inches and very thick.
And black.
And black as well. That's the only part of me that's black, though. The rest is pale and pasty white.
What, Michael Jackson?
Exactly. I'm pretty much like Michael Jackson, only I have a normal face and no, like, fake nose parts. But, yeah, my penis, all the ladies and the gentlemen love it.
Can I take a picture of it just in case it has a birthmark on it, just in case we need it for later?
A birthmark?
Yeah. Remember the boy that pointed out Michael Jackson's penis on a lineup?
Oh, yeah, he's got a strange marking on his penis. That's how I know he was trying to do me.
Hot.
He
so we're going to call
he
this.
He gave me Jesus juice and I liked
it. Somebody just called us.
Yes! It might have been Ken.
But it's not on here yet.
Well, give it a moment. Come on, let's call this number that he said.
Oh, no. This is an old call. Never mind. It's when I moved him over.
I got all
Sorry.
Excited.
All right, so we're going to call this. Oh, who tried to call me? Oh, Samantha tried to call me. You want to call Samantha first?
Sure. Silence is golden. Please remain seated. Ring, ring, ring with the trolley. Don't think she's answering.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
Fine, bitch, whatever. All right, what did he say? 206.
No, the number.
888.
Yeah.
Foul.
Yeah.
Which is 60. No, 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 no. I don't have a regular keyboard, so what. I mean, I don't have a regular dial. So what's O on the phone? Okay, like,
six.
206-888-6.
No, it would be 3.
3685. Why don't you go look at your phone?
M N and O are on the same key. And it's, wait, okay. 3665.
F O U.
Foul?
Yeah.
F O U L.
But O and U aren't on the same line.
Oh, my bad. Just kidding.
I think it's 3685.
Yeah, because 9 is WXYZ. You have to dial an area code.
I did.
1.
All right, let's listen to his call again. What did he say? Did I delete it already? I deleted it already.
He said he thought it was... Okay, what's the Foul Monkey's number?
206...
It's right there.
206-984-FOUL. And he thought it was 206-888-FOUL.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, 206-888. I think it's 3685. Are you checking your phone? Yeah. All right, hurry up.
3685.
Okay, so I think that you told a fib, Franco. We'll call it again and see what happens.
Here we are again with Stories and Stuff. This is Joey Bubbles, your story teller. Story sharer. Sharer, that's a funny word to say. I never thought that when I started this Christmas of 1994, that 12 years later, I'd still be here doing this at a phone. It's almost as long as I've lived in this apartment. I've gone through a bunch of phone numbers, but still it's been Stories and Stuff. Here we are. And to think it was on Christmas Day, Sunday of 1994, when my imaginary friend, Emily Friend, kind of gave me the idea to order it. I've had, she's one of my favorite imaginary friends. I have bunches of them, you know. Well, one day, a bunch of years ago, when I went to the playgroup at Orono, I mentioned that I had brought my imaginary friend with me, Emily Friend, to play with, too, my favorite one. And a little girl there named Sherilyn, oh, did she ever get excited. You have imaginary friends. Mommy, Joy Bubbles has imaginary friends.
Turn that off. It scares me.
I think he's a child molester or something. Franco, I'm sorry I called you a liar.
Franco, you discovered a perv. You need to call the police right away. Warn them.
Wow, that was weird.
Oh, my lordy.
All right, we have one more phone call.
Okay.
Hope
it's not a scary one.
Oh, Nessa wanted to say that she saw the woman with all the piercings in Scotland, and she charges people to take pictures with her.
Of course. Probably wants more metal in her face.
She does. She wants more piercings.
How can you even do it? You have no skin left.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, I totally forgot that you guys told me to ask you a question.
Is this Franco again?
Yeah.
So, I was wondering, do you guys have any hobbies? I know this might be like a boring, like 10-minute time waster on your show, but I just thought,
there's no such thing.
I like to read, and I'm a photographer, so I like to take pictures. So, I don't know. Just thought I'd ask. All right. Bye.
My favorite hobbies are crocheting, swimming.
Swimming.
And being knee-deep in pussy.
Yeah, right. As if we didn't think you were lying when you said swimming.
I'm a whale. You're such a bitch.
You love it. Slap me on my hand only, please. Thank you.
So what's your hobbies?
I, too, enjoy reading.
That's a good question, by the way.
It is. It doesn't have to be necessarily a personal, sexual, dirty question. It can be a normal question. Thank you, Franco. I appreciate your non-pervertedness. I enjoy reading. I like to write.
Eat.
Yeah, I like to eat.
In fact, where did you eat yesterday?
Yesterday I had CC's Pizza. The best pizza value anywhere. But I was by myself. Ricky did not accompany
you
me.
You ate by yourself?
I did.
Really?
At CC's, I don't care. Yeah. Nobody cool
goes
in
there. I would never eat at CC's by myself.
Well, it's not like I go back and get like seven plates.
Should we eat there today?
I don't have any money now.
I can pay for you. You're like, I can't do pizza.
No, they'll have to just like lock me up when I come in there and force feed me pieces. Be like, eat this, bitch! You're giving us our entire revenue for the whole year. Probably am.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what are my hobbies? Outside
texting.
Of work and school, I like to text message.
Constantly.
Text message, I like to podcast.
Oh, I forgot. I like to go to the movies, too, instead of drinking.
Me, too. And I also like to take photos, because I'm a kind of semi-photographer.
He dabbles.
I do it for fun.
You dabble.
I dabble in the photographies.
Yes.
And let's see, what else do I have hobbies? I like to listen to music, have nice
songs.
Walks on the beach.
Candlelight dinners.
And kissing at sunset. So if you're really interested in that, give me a call at 206-984-FOWL. And we'll see where we can go from there.
Well then, personal ads suddenly.
I know, right?
Wow.
Oh, that's what we should do too. Have people call in with their best personal ad, what they would say. Like funny, serious.
Or a pickup line.
Yes, pickup lines. Do that.
Call in with your best and or worst pickup line that you've ever said or heard. That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
Here's mine. I'll give you an example. The worst. But it's also the best because it's hilarious. You're like a wrench. When I see you, my nuts tighten. That's
wow.
The best.
Wow, did you almost gag?
I was like,
Did you give him credit?
Gotta go.
Did you give him credit? Like, that was a pretty good one.
No, I was like, you're perverted slap. Not
perverted
really.
Sluts.
Not slut, slap.
Slap.
I have poems.
Yes, poems. Let's get the
iTunes up.
Get
your
Let's get
iTunes
the
up.
Party. Poems.
Get this party started.
with poems.
Okay, next was Freddie.
Freddie, he says, not for the faint of heart. I often find myself saying, oh no, they didn't. As I'm rolling on the floor laughing my butt off. The podcast should not be listened to, as I did my first time in a shared office. Unless you're lucky enough to work in a non-PC business. Some of the funniest, sickest shit you'll hear and see.
True.
True zizzle. Is that good? Did I do it right?
Whatever. Okay, Freddie, are you ready?
Poet didn't know it.
Brace yourself.
Here we go.
Brace your face. That's
wow.
That's for Amanda. Okay, Freddie.
Go ahead.
What are you doing?
Go ahead.
Alone in your office, the lights turn down low. You hear something crazy and say to yourself, oh no. You try not to falter. You bend over in half, but it bursts out anyway. The loudness of Freddy's laugh. It's cool though. Foul monkeys will do that to you. I feel like
That's
I need
awesome.
A beret and like a dark coffee house and a black outfit.
Yeah, with black fingernails.
Yeah, and long black hair.
And really jacked up teeth.
Okay.
I don't like that. Stop.
Next
is Brian. He says, foul monkeys rule. Hi, Ricky and Herb. I just listened to podcast 115. Tried hard to catch up to real time. Love your show. You guys just keep getting better and better with every show. It reminds me of sitting around with a group of good friends and having a blast. Thanks for the great entertainment, Brian.
Yes. Now, Brian's poem has nothing to do with his post.
But you know what? I don't even know if this is the same Brian now, because Brian spells his B-R-I-A-N,
oh,
right?
No. Oh, this no. Well, I'll read this
well,
one
I'll
anyway, because
it.
Brian...
Brian Modesto, that's your name on... Just tell us. And then if you're Brian Green Schmoodle and you haven't left us a review, then you need to fucking do it.
Well, this is for you for leaving me, sending me a gift back. So you deserved a poem no matter.
Yes.
Plus, we're getting married, so. Okay, Brian.
Ew.
Brian, you're...
That's an email. Sorry, go ahead.
You're so sexy. Brian, you're so cool. Just the thought of you makes everyone want to drool. You're smooth and you're suave. Your presence set the pace. I especially like the ones that come from your face. Foul monkeys. So potent, it'll make your hair fall out. Snaps for me.
I like that. That's hot.
I like reading them in that sexy voice.
I know.
I enjoy that.
I know. Like Samantha.
Oh, my.
Maybe that's what you can do, read the poems in Samantha's voice.
I'm totally gonna.
So up next, we have Hoosier Red, which is Melanie.
Okay.
We have Puss Patrol, which is Walt. And we have Peanut Butter Brown, and I can't remember who that is. I remember talking to them on AIM, and I don't remember.
I don't know either, so.
But you can do something with that, right?
Sure.
Okay, so. Well, let's do four at a time. We'll do two on each show. Is that cool?
Okay.
So, and then the one after that is row 1224. And this is the one where they leave the one about you. You read it, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll read it on the show.
Okay.
So we're at 26 minutes. What else we got to talk about?
I don't know.
Someone just got murdered.
I was just going to say that. Somebody's getting killed outside. They're screaming. And we heard bomb blasts earlier. Bombs over Baghdad.
Bombs too soon. Over Baghdad. Too soon. Too soon. It's still happening.
True.
So you brought your computer over and you didn't even use it.
I know.
Did SD Ken say anything else?
No, he was busy.
Too busy for us? What the hell?
Well, now he's not idle anymore, so.
Oh.
Let's see.
Tell him the pressure is on because we're waiting on a phone call from him.
Just be like, so what are you doing?
So you're going to hear a live chat session.
I am curious about you.
Oh.
I didn't say that. I just said, I am curious, dot, dot, dot.
That's what dot, dot, dot means about you.
It means there's more to
the thought. I am curious about you.
I am.
I'm
so curious.
Curious.
Ooh, you could say anything and make it sound dirty. I was
know,
like,
right?
I'm so curious. I have. No. Do you like how my underwear are like totally hanging out of my pants?
Oh, those are cute. Tranny panties.
Tranny panties?
Tranny panties.
What's that? I got my big old dick tucked in here. That's why. What? You knew I had one? Franco told you. It's massive. Elephants are jealous. Blue whales envy me. Did you know
they look
that?
They look in the dictionary for dork, and your picture shows up.
Did you know that a blue whale's penis is 8 feet long? Imagine being on the receiving end.
Why do you think the sea's so salty? So frothy and salty.
Oh, frothy.
You like that?
I love it.
Snaps for me.
Just imagine being on the receiving end of that.
Oh, that'd have to be a wide set vagina.
You have to be another whale to get it. Otherwise, you're screwed.
I don't think you would be screwed. You'd just be fucked.
You'd be dead. You'd just be split
open.
Split
your shit in half.
Ow, I got a mental image. Oh, makes my vagina hurt.
Oh, what do you say?
Curiosity killed the cats.
Well, tell him satisfaction brought it back by a phone call to our show, bitch.
I was going to say something about my pussy.
thought you had a dick.
I have both. I'm a lady man lady. That's something I gotta show you.
What?
Yes, the computer works.
No, hold on. No, message him back in time to call. No, or say whatever you're going to say to him.
Curiosity Gilly Cat.
But my pussy brought it back.
My cat is still here and kicking.
It's sticking wet.
My cat is still here. Ready. And waiting. I'm dirty. I like it. Lady man, lady.
All right, so what are you going to show me?
I'll show you.
Wait, do you have to hear it? You have to plug in your computer. Hold on.
Okay, I got to find it first.
Let me put this on pause.
Pause it.
And we're back.
Yes, and we were talking about large penises, and then I said I had a pussy too, which made me think of this video by Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, no.
It's called Ladies of the World. Oh,
is this going to end the show? Hit pause. That sounds like crap.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, what's up with that?
I don't know.
That sounds like Chris app.
Do it on
we
yours.
We can't play that. Okay. Unplug yours. Okay, that sounds a whole lot better.
Okay, I unplugged it. It is called Ladies of the World.
All right, so this is going to end it. Give us a, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Let's see. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Snail mail us at
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33803. Or 2. No. My bad. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Ask us questions or tell us your favorite personal or leave us a personal ad that you want us to respond to or
yes.
Something.
Or a pickup line.
I want to thank everyone that has actually called. That's nice. And people that have left messages on the blog and the website. You can get to our blog by just by going to foulmonkeys.com. And then on the right upper hand corner, it says check out the Foul Monkeys blog. Just click that button. Is that about it? Leave us reviews so you can get a poem, MySpaces, Frapper Mappus,
or Mapper,
all that
Frappus.
Good stuff. And you can email. You can also email us straight from the
it's like you're gonna
from
say
the website.
You can eat us.
You can eat us too. Yeah, eating me out, bitch. So okay, that's it. This is Ricky,
and this is Nicole.
And then we are going to watch. What is it called again?
It's called Ladies of the World by Flight of the Conchords.
I typed that in, and nothing came up. Hold on. Ladies?
No, you gotta type in Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay. And then what is it called?
Ladies of the World. It's right there with his arm up.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Nicole.
And this is episode 173.
So good.
Holla.
Bam is so awesome. Next time the band comes around, I'll buy you both tickets, and I'll even throw in some backstage passes. You missed out. Have to wait for him to come around again. So good. Oh, it was awesome.
They have roller
ladies,
come on.
You guys should have saw the band last
they time. Roller skate in the
video. Ladies?
We got
yeah.
Backstage passes with me.
Do you love ladies?
At the band.
Yeah.
Should have been there. You missed out. Got backstage passes and everything.
This is roller skates. That's why women love the roller skates.
I told you.
They're blue and beautiful.
Yellow. Ladies love the feel of the wheel.
The feel of the
yeah,
wheel.
Next time the band comes around, I'm buying you both tickets. I'll even throw in some backstage passes.
This is the same thing over and over again.
Rhythm of the movement, of the feel of the wheel, of the
band so awesome.
Rhythm of the feeling.
You missed out. Wait for him to come around again.
Sing your song.
So
there we go. Yes.
Two guys in roller skates.
That's way hotter than one.
Two, three.
Ew.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world. Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world and the girls. Don't forget them girls.
Caribbean
ladies.
ladies.
Bolivia.
Ladies.
Namibia.
Ladies.
East Indochina.
Ladies.
Republic of Dominican.
Ladies.
Amphibian.
Ladies.
Presbyterian.
Ladies.
Out of sight.
Amazing lady.
Late night.
Hard-working lady.
Erudite.
Lady.
Hermaphrodite.
Lady man, lady.
Are you sexy hermaphrodite, lady man, ladies? You're sexy lady bits, and you're sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you. Ooh, ooh,
all the ladies in the world.
I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude. By making love to you.
It's the least we can do.
If every soldier in the world put down his weapon, picked up a woman. What a peaceful world this world would be. Red as my warheads. Blondes not bombs. Ooh, we're talking about brunettes not fighter jets. Oh, oh, it's got to be Sweet 16s, not M16s. When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision and all I can see is only you with the all of me. World of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of pretty.
I've been to Paris, Wellington, and Amsterdam, and a wham bam, Mercer, Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly or you're skanky or you're small, just want to do a little something special for you all.
Does it care if you're ugly or skanky? I love the stunt doubles with their faces.
Just want to do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the old ladies, all the clean ladies.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
All the crazy ladies
and the girls. All the ladies, don't forget them girls.
Ladies.
Is there more at the end?
Just like them floating and it's like magical music.
Oh, we don't want magical music doing.
Oh, here they go.
Oh, no.
They're flying.
We're done with that. Yeah, okay. We're out of here.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.